of Steam Steal and Murder, back again after a week's delay in getting this episode out to you. My apologies, real life intruded and I just couldn't keep up with my editing chores. This is session 43 and Sharon joins us again along with Marcus, Jameis, John, Gilt, and Nick. Delayed for a week, I give you session 43, part 1. Part 2 will be out in just a few days to make up for the delay. All right, let's see here. Couple things before we start. I've heard from the player of Chef D. he's back in America now. He's opened up a business and he's been working like, you know, 80-hour weeks. So that's why we haven't seen him around.
Oh, he says hello. You mean the player, not the character?
Yes, the player. The player is. Not enjoying real life right now. Actually, he's enjoying it quite a bit. He's got his own business going, and it's doing quite well. So, hats off, Chef D. Congratulations. Okay.
Good for him.
Yep, and Ben, I guess he's still out this week as well. Hopefully he's still alive out there.
Doctor, haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks. Go see a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, has anyone had a chance to look at the forums in the last day or so?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Nick and I were going over some item creation stuff yesterday, and it brought up something that I just wanted to kind of nip in the bud quickly. The arms escalation of trying to build bigger and bigger weapons with larger and larger pluses. And yeah, we're just going to stop that right now. just so that I don't have to escalate the NPCs as you escalate your armaments. What I've imposed is no melee weapon can be made better than a +3. A gun can go to a +4 if it's something that is like a high velocity, high powered rifle, something like that. Anything past that is essentially a vehicle mounted weapon.
So a cannon is a vehicle weapon. Okay. I'm just going to make sure. Okay.
Yep. Vehicle mounted weapon.
Oh, okay. And so when my character gets the helicopter with the missiles attached, how much plus is that?
No, that's perfectly fine. If you wanted to get a vehicle, because a vehicle is not exactly something you can carry with you everywhere. Now, is it?
Ah, but don't you understand? It's solar powered. It goes everywhere.
No, it doesn't. And while, yes, you can miniaturize a vehicle-mounted weapon to become a man-portable weapon, it's going to be man-portable on the size of, like, a rocket launcher. It is also going to be something that is very obvious.
What you're saying is that we can have rocket launchers now?
Hey, they've been in the game already, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
And, I think there was a fringe-worthy game involving something called Law Rockets. Perhaps we should invest in some.
If all else fails, we just invest in poison. We just invest with the French and become poison.
Armor is the same way. +3 is the best armor you can get unless you are building one of the full-body suits like the police have. Once again, very obvious and not something you can have just anywhere.
Aww.
But on the same rationale, though, I'm not going to do armor piercing or hardened or going into any of that mumbo jumbo either. So,
armor is armor.
Try to keep it simple. Armor is armor. Damage is damage. It doesn't matter if it's electrical or a bullet. Your armor will still take care of it. Unless you happen to want to buy your armor with some negative aspect saying it is... you know, particularly vulnerable to electricity or something, which a lot of your minion level NPCs do actually have that problem. So, yeah, robots in particular don't seem to like electricity,
and yet they've done so well against all the half the electrical tax I use against them.
But the other half, the other half,
I can see right now. From experience, do not use water on them when you know there is someone about to try and jump on them as well.
And the last minor change I made to the combat system after talking to Nick, if since we're using mooks now, there are mook rules now where essentially if you've got 50 guys that you're fighting against and they're just mook level, they all really count as one guy. So let's say you only need two boxes to take one out and you do four boxes of damage. Well, some other poor mook gets the rest of that. So you end up, you know, treat them as if they were just one big pool of points. And so the rule was if one mook is shooting at you and two more were also shooting at you, instead of you having to deal with three rolls, you're just dealing with one roll against you, but he's getting a plus two for the other two mooks that are shooting at you.
So let me get this straight. If you're fighting 50 mooks, the one guy gets plus 49?
If they're all shooting at just you, Bishop, yes.
Oh, but what about lanes of fire? Wouldn't they be shooting at each other?
Well, if they can possibly target you, then, you know. But the way Satsi, Spirit of the Century, does it is you divide up the mooks evenly between the number of PCs. I tried to do that for the most part. So if I've got, you know, 10 mooks and 5 of you, you'll have 2 mooks apiece on you. So anyway, after talking with Nick, for the better quality mooks who are just better at what they do, but they're still mooks, if they have the trait that's plus 4, so up to plus 3 is just 1 against you when they concentrate fire. At plus 4, it's 2 against you, and at plus 6, it's 3 against you for each one. So you have a better quality mook that is going to hurt you a lot more, but they still count as mooks. You still mow them down like regular mooks.
Can we just talk? This is late enough. Has Gatling been invented yet? Has Gatling invented his gun yet?
The monkeys have had chain guns.
Yes, chain guns have already been introduced.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, we've had to deal with that so many times.
Well, no, just about 4 or 5. And
enough that you know that they're around.
Yeah.
And apparently there's some devastating weapon that exists. Like, what year is it? Is it like 1900-something?
It's mumble.
Yeah. The date is intentionally obscured because it's kind of a hodgepodge between the era between World War I and World War II.
Although we've also had Napoleon on this.
Yeah, with half the characters being from the 19th century.
Yes.
Yes. We got early 20th and late 19th century, it seems like.
Early 19th. Napoleon is 18th. He's before 18th.
Okay, we'll just say 19th plus early 20th. Actually, I'm going to say early to mid 20th since we've pretty much gotten a nuclear weapon, supposedly, or something along those lines.
Someone is thinking about it.
Yes, and we still don't know whether.
The unbelievable trait, and then you're done.
Mm-hmm. What's the unbelievable trait?
You can pretty much have anything at that point.
Oh yeah, I have. I'm working on getting the alchemy to do that with Bishop.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
Hey, no. If I play enough games, I will get that 9 alchemy to make that new.
More of a reason why I should make sure you don't play those 3 days.
Yes, but I'm not playing Bishop, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
whether I play or not. In 2 months game time, Bishop will be legendary with his contacts.
Now, Bert,
mm-hmm.
I was going to redo some items, build some items in the downtime. Mm-hmm. Can I go ahead and have gotten
that? Yeah, as long as it could possibly have been done under the build rules of the 4 weeks that you had.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting to hear about the product screwover, but I'm thinking I can't afford it anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm not gonna say that you can't have it. I just want to see a build.
Yeah.
I have put a build there. It's in the
file. Yeah, and the last build that I saw from you is fine.
Yeah. Wow.
If you wanted to try and, it is just very expensive and will take a lot of time to build.
Yeah. And I don't even know if I won't be able to have it. I was just wondering, could I do it if I wanted to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to, spend my ginormous, XP, raise my perform one level and specialize in writing.
Sounds good. Yep. Okay, that's a good way to do it.
That'll bring me to perform, at plus 2. I'm sorry, plus the specialization.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to, well, given the doctor's not here, I wanted to talk to Gavin and see if he could have examined Beta and see what the hell is wrong with him.
Why would I know anything about...
We've had him examined.
Yeah, he's already been examined. There's
doctors on the island than me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but yeah, he's already been examined.
He's having seizures.
Right. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah, he's a clone.
Thanks. That's...
we established this. This was established by one Rathke.
On wood roll, not over experience times. Just see if we could find something that's more concrete than he's a bad copy.
Okay, well,
your doctor has been working on him, and the best they can figure is he's having odd dreams, a little bit of vertigo now and then, but there's not really anything else they can give for a diagnosis, because he doesn't have symptoms of anything else going on.
He was having seizures, and they figured that out.
Yeah, seizures.
But really not a lot else they can diagnose.
Okay, but so...
we must get him to Watson and Crick.
How advanced is brain science?
Not enough.
No, they can nowhere
program near. Brains.
Yeah, I mean, we have... It's a little... weird. So I don't know, you know, like... what does medicine know about brain doctoring? Could they?
Cutting-edge phrenology?
Yeah, phrenology. Yeah. And the general public, I mean, no, there is no real brain surgery yet. I mean, they're just starting to diagnose psychological illnesses, but he doesn't exhibit any signs of those, so.
Yes.
Are there specialists that we could possibly get him to that might know more, or is that a fool's?
Well, possibly, other than the fact that you're all wanted fugitives.
Right. Well, that might be changing here shortly. Yeah. And I was just wondering for the future.
No, of course there are specialists, but you really don't know, or your character would not know if they would be able to do anything more. The doctors...
besides the fact that it was Beta, might be that we don't really know what that information is spreading far and wide.
Right, but at the same time, if we can find a specialist who can keep his mouth shut, I think it's something that's worth pursuing in the future. Not now, but in the future.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the great god of knowledge, Wikipedia, and it says neurosurgery.
Yeah. We're cloning people, so our technology and their technology are divorced, yeah. I figure.
But yes, there are specialists about. Yeah, you're just going to currently have the problem that... Hey, look, this is a clone, and we're wanted fugitives.
Well, I mean...
is our cash good?
they don't much need to know about the clone part.
Well, they're gonna know.
How the hell are they gonna know? Clones don't have clone, you know, markers.
You mean other than the fact that Tesla was very much a public figure, and Beta looks exactly like Tesla if he were younger?
Yes, sons sometimes look like their fathers. This happens even in real life.
Illegitimate son?
Yes, illegitimate son, young son. He's having certain problems that... we would like to handle on, you know, the QT as the fact the he's QT? Illegitimate. The download, the DL.
That's what I wanted. I want the DL.
All right. And secondarily, I also want to talk with Beta and let him know that what Rathke told us about Gamma, and let him know him and his hand. Or know that Rathke knows about him, knows about that Gamma has been abducted, and that there was some damage to Gamma, and that, you know, there's possibly something wrong with him.
Hmm.
I wanted to talk with him about this, and...
Well, the news does not overjoy him. Actually, he gets pretty morose, and it comes out that Gamma is actually 5 years older than your Beta.
Well, alright, that puts a time clock on this.
Wait a minute. When was the wife of Tesla's dead wife cloned?
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know an exact time.
Because that could say something about her, but then again, my character knows nothing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we have so
we're keeping it that way.
Yeah, we have so little knowledge. No, your character. I mean, I don't. Your character would know everything. I don't really keep anything from the Cheka except for Eddie, because he might possibly have been compromised.
How you doing? We're not doing much.
Yeah, that's really, but then again, it's really up to Starling how most of what you know, because I am only the titular head of the Cheka, not the actual.
No, you are not. The magician is.
Yes. I was the founder. Says nothing about leader. Now.
The mysterious magician, though. Has anyone seen him for quite some time?
He disappeared.
Yeah, he seems to come and go.
Yes, I look at you. He disappeared. It was very tragic.
Disappeared in a cloud of blood. I mean,
smoke. Actually, we put him in a box. We put him in a box, wrapped it in chains, and threw it in the ocean.
He hasn't come out. It's been the weirdest thing. It's almost as if we put him in a box wrapped with chains and throw him in the ocean. Should have stolen my wallet.
May I point out, we're in the presence of a journalist right now. Perhaps this is not.
And that was also something I wanted to do over my time is pretty much.
Oh, okay. I'm finally remembering where we were. We're in Metapol and we're about to go kill someone.
Haven't made it to Metapol yet.
Oh, we're going to Metapol and we're about to go kill someone.
See, I thought you two were going early so you could set up everything.
Yeah, we were. But, I mean, we had a month of downtime, so might as well get some.
Miss Elizabeth Rackham there has got some ad copy for you guys, or not ad copy, but has got copy for you guys.
Yes, I
saw. To approve before it goes out.
Yes. Yes. That was rather purple.
Purple prose is big.
Yeah, doctor wants in. I think.
Yeah.
Might want to message him.
I don't see a message.
Okay. He just.
No, he's been on. Just hasn't been answering, so. Of course, I think he leaves himself on Skype at work all the time, whether he's there or not. So,
yeah, I couldn't remember if Hundegard wanted to be mentioned or not.
Yeah. He said he hurt his foot and has been in pain.
Ah,
and not feeling well. So, anyways, what was I saying? Oh yes. Oh, ad copy. Yes. Purple.
Very purple. Yellow.
Very suited to the day. Yes. Yes, Ms. Rackham. And we appreciate you understanding the... yes. He said your message said not to bug you. Anyways. Yes, I appreciate you understanding what can be published and what cannot. Absolutely, this is acceptable.
Excellent. I'll shoot it off right away.
Unless anyone else here has concerns. And over the past... Mr. Rackham... I was wondering if you wouldn't mind thinking about writing a book in the future about what happens here with the additional information that was needed to be kept quiet from the public.
I might at some point. I haven't decided yet.
Well, if you ever do decide, let me know. I would more than be willing to help you out with that project, because even though the public can't know what happens today, perhaps in 10 or 5 years, it might be something that can be released. And the public does have a right to know.
That would be excellent.
Yes, feel free to get in touch with me anytime. I have no problem giving you details on earlier cases and what we have been up to. It's just this much of this stuff is very sensitive and cannot be released to the public at the current time because, well, we're all wanted fugitives and clones. But yes. Yeah.
So, who went early to Metapole then?
I would have, if my checker guy wanted to go.
I'd go with you, sir.
Okay.
Yes, Marcus, since you are not playing Bishop this time around, if you would introduce your character again.
My character is Nicholas Monroe. I'm a driver, pilot, character whose average build kind of blends in a little bit, but has that look of military and also has that look in his eyes that he's been in war.
So every Cheka ever.
Pretty much. He fits the bill. He's
Mr. Generic Cheka.
Yes.
And Sharon, this is your second time with us. If you could tell us who you're playing.
Yes. My character's name is Elizabeth Rackham. I'm a socialite and aspiring journalist. And I've just been sent here to try to pick up some good copy to get my name out in the press, off the, you know, other than in the social pages.
Sounds good. All right, Nick, you are heading off with your check agent. Yes. Here. Anyone else going with you?
I wouldn't grab Gavin, see if he wanted to head off into the great unknown.
It's Metapole. What we know about Metapole.
Well, and, things have changed.
How are you intending to go to Metapole? The submarine can actually fit everybody in it, but how were you intending to get there?
I was intending to get there with the sub.
Submarine? Well, that's easy to drive.
Yeah. Actually, why don't I head off by myself, get a safe house for all of us, and then bring you guys along in the sub, meet up there a couple days later. Does that sound all right?
Are you sure you want to go alone, sir?
Well, someone has to drive the sub, and I don't want Beta traveling.
Understood, sir.
Yeah. And, yeah.
All right, so the plan is you two are going to go in the sub ahead of time?
No, I'm going to head out by Zeppelin, and everybody else is going to go by sub.
You could take it's only a couple of hours by sub. You could go there in the sub, and then the sub comes back.
Oh, I thought it was like a day or two. I don't...
No, it's only a couple hours. The only reason it takes forever on anything is customs.
Yeah.
No, the reason it takes forever on anything is because we never can decide what the hell we're doing.
No, I meant
that too.
I'll show up real quick. Now, what happens if original Dare cannot be saved or is dead? I vote we kill fake Dare.
Oh yeah, that's
kind of... I thought we were going to kill him anyway. Oh, yeah.
He might be a mercenary character and might be useful to us.
Oh, yeah, I remember what we were going to do with him now. Or at least, the player remember.
And can I get filled in with what the defect in his defense was? Because it's been a little while since I listened to that episode, and I wasn't here for it.
Well, you can check back with a checker when you get back, but what you remember before is that security at the guild building itself is pretty tight. The one plant you guys set in got got piled on pretty quick and taken out before he got to the building. His home seems to be the weak link because it is a manor house. It's in a section of the city that doesn't have a lot of other homes around it. And his guards seem to be few.
And Ape Central seems to be under the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's see where he is sleeping. He might be sleeping in a chamber down below. That should be fun. His guards seem to be few. I wonder if we could set up a radio jammer and just simply zap the guards.
Go in via the Ape Central. Go in via Ape Central.
Well, no. We don't want to do that. That's silly because we don't know what type of defenses they have. If we can,
why would that stop us from doing anything?
Think of it like this: we're going in through the official entrance for guild investigators. I do believe we still have our badges.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
no.
you guys took off before they were taken from you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure that's going to be recognized, but yes, technically, we still have. Illegal guild licenses.
Yes. Okay. I mean, if y'all. No. She's included. No, she is included in this. This is.
All right. Let me bring up an answer to what somebody typed on the screen there. Yes, you guys did put a bug in a food crate that was brought into his house and did not seem to be disturbed. Of course, you guys have no access to that right now. You'd have to find out the Czech agent who's been. Listening in on those recordings.
It came back out again after a while. It was just in the kitchen, didn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they moved the food crates out every day.
Not every day, it was a few days that it lasted, but yeah.
But there was nothing incriminating that we found out. It was exciting. Yeah.
Nothing incriminating at all.
He has a busy staff. Kitchen. That's about all you know.
Now, no, I would like
them smuggled in the food crates because we've done that before.
Yeah. I mean, this is Mr. Guild. She gets to experience the full thing, and this is part of it, is to sometimes we decide who lives, who dies. And it's very unfortunate. It's very sad, and we all wish we didn't have to do this kind of stuff. But the nature of the business that we deal in is dirty, and she should get the full-fledged experience of us discussing what we do. So sometimes people die, and it's very sad, and it's very unfortunate. Sometimes they do. So it is unfortunate. Hey, they can't hear you when you type it in the chat window.
I do believe the last time, Mr. Muller, you were the strongest proponent that we keep people out of the loop on all accounts.
Yeah, but that was before she became an attached member. If she was just going to float in and out, then absolutely not.
It's almost like she's got some sort of aura about her that distinguishes her as different to all the other people we tend to meet.
Yes, as if she had some kind of power.
For the sake of my own sanity and for consistency, I will simply use my own best judgment when dealing with you from now on, Mr. Marlowe, rather than listening to your advice on these matters.
Okay. The fact that she did not run off screaming from the last time that we dealt with nasty things, and if we keep her around, I mean, I definitely do believe that the public has.
I had no objection to her being privy to information. It was you who was against the idea.
When we don't know whether or not she's going to stick around, but when she's willing to stick around, I got no problem with having someone who will be a historian amongst our midst.
Is it because the victor writes the history, sir?
Well, hopefully.
No, it's for when he eventually gets hanged for his crimes, or at least be somebody around to document.
Pretty much. I mean, I fully expect to go down in a hell of gunfire between here and there. And I was kind of getting a little model in.
We're just not sure on which side's going to shoot him.
Pretty much. I mean.
All right, so you're taking your Zeppelin in and you're going in by yourself. So all Zeppelins land at the airport in Metapolis.
Wait. I thought he was taking the sub because it wasn't a long trip.
No, he said Zeppelin.
Is it a long trip?
No, it's not that long of a trip.
You don't have to go through airport security.
Yeah, he does. If he goes to a Zeppelin, yeah.
If he takes the sub, he doesn't have to go to the airport. And there, we know of plenty of secret places to sneak into the sewers from the ocean.
There's just going to be a giant gorilla sitting there waiting for you, though.
Is there really anything to that story that's going around now?
I want to check security. My armor that I built last time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that I did want to add to it was spend an experience point and add concealable for it so that it is not.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. And I will throw that on the sub, but I will have my new baton on me.
Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth had a question for, I guess, the party at large.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
General, I wanted to know, is there really anything to that story that's going around about like apes running around the sewer?
Yeah. They
I thought it was giant kicking rats last time.
No. New guild investigators are genetically modified. Either they once upon a time were people or they were gorillas. And they are in power armor, have chain guns, and and have some modicum of intelligence and
can be controlled remotely.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And they talk in gorilla ease, so nothing that no one here knows.
No, nothing. No one. None of us know.
No. And we they are extremely nasty and very, 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 very nasty.
If you'd like to document the mission, it'd be hard to arrange photography expedition, although we need to be careful because if they catch us, we would rather not be there when they caught us. But certainly we know their routes. We've been monitoring their routes, so if we want to arrange a wee trip to see them, that shouldn't be too hard to do. As you say, the public has a right to know.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
However, we don't want to let them know things too early.
Precise.
Well, I think they've been going on for about a month or two now. I thought there was no one that they were out there.
Yes. I'll leave all my weapons incriminating evidence. I will assume the persona of Philip Chandler.
All right, so you're going to disguise yourself?
Yes. All right. And forge documents. And
all right, well, give me a roll to see how well you do. Right. And this is going to be the difficulty of anyone actually recognizing you.
Do you want some help of any kind?
I mean, I wouldn't mind help, but I'm pretty good at this. This is something I do. If you can help,
I want help then. Well, if you don't want help.
No, I said I'd love help if you can. I'm really good at this. And yeah, of course, I'm very good at this. Why wouldn't I be very good at this? That will.
Yeah, putting yourself in hose and a dress. Not such a good disguise, you're thinking.
Yeah, that'll leave me with a 5.
He's going with the...
I'm thinking more on the documentation side of things than the physical disguise.
Oh, this is deceit disguised. If you can...
Yeah, if Jameis wants to whip you up some passports and such there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Actually, the way he's going is he's going to be pretend to be a German with the lederhosen and all that, you know, kind of, with the claws. Kind of
five, not a negative.
Yeah, five is really good. What, I mean,
yeah, five is.
School am I looking at? Deceit or?
Deceit, forgery. Deceit.
Okay, it's a plus two for me then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, and I will.
Well, this is a separate roll just to make the document, so you've got, what's your total?
Four.
A four, okay, so you've got a four-level documents, passports, and whatnot.
Can I aid him with forging the passports?
Sure.
Wow, I'm good at this. I also got a
four. Sure you want to help me, because I know you like.
Oh, I got a four, too.
All right, so we'll call it a six.
It was six.
Yeah. All right, so you've got some very good papers, and you've got a very passable disguise. Lifts in the shoes, hair color's different. Might even have a tan now.
I have different color eyes.
Mm-hmm. All right, good enough. So you're going on the submarine ahead of time, right?
No, I'm going Zeppelin.
You're going Zeppelin. Okay, so you're
throwing all my stuff in the sub and arranging a meet.
He's risking it all just to see if he'll get caught.
All right. Well, let me take care of that real quick here. As you do come, you go by Zeppelin. A few more people from the island are going in as well. Some of the workers are rotating out of their contracts, and this is a normal thing that goes that happens. You do land in the airport, and the first thing you notice is that security has definitely been beefed up. They have gun emplacements that they never had before. And every Zeppelin, every plane that lands everyone is subjected to a search.
Wow.
And passports are checked. Let's see if yours gets through scrutiny. Yes. They're pretty thorough with it. They look at your passport, picture, identification, you know, make sure you match height, weight, and such. You're padded down. Their role wasn't big enough to figure out you were actually wearing armor underneath your suit there.
As I said, I threw all my stuff on the Zeppelin. I mean, anything that was incriminating.
You mean the sub?
The sub,
yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry, the sub.
All right, so you're given a pass. You are asked how long you intend to be in Metapol.
Oh, a week or so till I can find another contract. And
all right, they stamp your passport with a 1 week timestamp on it, and they say if you intend to stay any longer, you'll need to check in with one of the precincts and get your passport extended.
Of course.
They're very professional, very curt, but they're not impolite.
I will be the soul of business, and I will be examining things, looking, I will be trying to chat them up and see,
they absolutely have no desire to talk to you. And okay. As a matter of fact, if you keep trying to chat at them, they will ask you to move along.
Well, yeah, I was what just trying
to say you're from Japan and you've got a camera, you just take pictures of everything.
No, I will not be doing that, but I will be looking around, looking for weak points, looking for, and looking for anything that I can find of advantage for later on.
Just give me an alertness roll. General alertness.
With most of these sorts of things, the best weak point is the social.
Wow.
Jeez. Nice. Security's pretty tight. Not only do they now have gun emplacements on the tarmac, they actually have like two guard posts or guard towers. It looks like they're like bivouacs. Like there's a fair number of troops that are in rotating shifts in and out. The airport's actually barricaded in now. There's actually a fence up around the airport. There's only one way in and out, in and out of the grounds now. And it's pretty secure at the front. The other big difference that you notice is that these police are toting guns.
Wow. Like, oh.
Yeah. not the tasers, guns.
And are these cops or police? Or
they're not precinct police. The uniform is different, and they've got the guild emblems on their left shoulder.
Well, this is going to be interesting when everything goes
down. Wait. They have the guild emblem? I thought this was illegal by
That's what you thought, yes. And you hush, you're not there.
Well, they don't want to talk, so. I shut up. If it becomes apparent that talking is useless, I shut up. I don't want to be.
The other thing you'll notice with your alertness roll is that the people all seem to be very quiet. There's not a lot of talk between anyone. And when there is, it's usually in very hushed tones. There's just like a very, very palpable air of fear.
Excellent. And well, you know.
You do catch a newspaper as you're walking, you know, through the checkpoints if you wanted to go through the local news.
Oh, yeah. I keep that stuff up. I'm sorry. I keep up with the news because I might want to go to Germany at some point.
All right. Front page news is apparently another riot happened last night. Through the copy, it seems that this has been a fairly normal thing recently. Police in riot gear were taking down rioters. Also, as a full page spread. Wanted fugitive and terrorist, Roland Bishop, turns himself in.
Nice.
Yes. Apparently the newspapers have dubbed him the Charming Cur.
Oh, wait, really?
Hush, you, hush.
Did you say Roland Bishop?
Not Roland, sorry.
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel Bishop.
Roland Bishop captured. Whoop.
Yeah. Time traveling fugitive. No.
Oh, so that's what my son's name is.
Yes. I will pick up a copy and see what the ethical castration for Bishop says.
Yeah, actually, there's no rebuttal. As a matter of fact, you find that the whole newspaper feels fairly sanitized. There's nothing that's poking any kind of, nothing that is inflammatory or argumentative about the guild.
Welcome to Soviet Russia.
Page two was interesting. Apparently, a woman and her 8-year-old child were killed in the riot.
Okay.
There's a side note noting that this was the third such death in the last couple of weeks of
And children. I note down which family, which mechanic's family I have to inform.
Doesn't give a name. Doesn't give a name in the newspaper.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be murdering some people here shortly. So, excellent.
So, yes, you get out of the checkpoints just fine.
Yeah. I will go down to Sector 7 and find a place that doesn't ask a lot of questions. And
well, where are you guys, someplace in mind you're heading for in particular?
I'm District 7, you know, pretty run down, but not.
District 7 has all but become a very kind of a ghetto of a neighborhood since the last time you were here. All the shops are closed down.
I will be asking around about this.
Who do you ask? Just people on the street?
I go to the
Broken Cog?
Yeah.
The Broken Cog is actually...
I go by the Broken Cog and look for surveillance and just, walk by and...
Like the other shops on the streets, the windows have been boarded up and there's signs that say closed for business, but you do see people going in and out. Actually, people from the neighborhood you recognize.
Also, he went over to Section 8, which where's the Broken Cog is.
Yes, I will have, I will wander in.
Sure. People are sitting around having drinks.
I will chat. I will find someone I recognize and as one of Dorina's friends and introduce myself.
Sure. How you doing? Want a drink?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Yeah, he looks at you very steadily and says, as you know, we cannot sell our wares anymore. But if you'd like to make a donation to the public effort,
I donate about 50 times whatever the price is.
Right. He happily, drafts some sud for you and rolls it across the counter to you.
Yeah, what the hell is going on here? I was I visited Drina 6 months ago, and it was not like this.
Well, about a month ago, they revoked everyone's license. You're not allowed to sell anything anymore unless it bears the guild stamp, which pretty much put close to this district.
Okay, that was smart of them. And now the guilt, the resentment against the guild is going through the roof, and therefore there is widespread discontent against the guild and what they're doing, and
been some riots
movement spreading that once was at the fringes of society is now at its heart.
Well, you know, people are upset. It's a lot of people can't afford food anymore. They've raised the prices so much on everything that people got to scrounge.
I like how he says this so nonchalantly to the barman. It's like,
it's someone
yeah,
he
this
knows.
Is what's happening.
Like, yeah, this is someone he knows. He's trying to find someone in particular that he knew Drina. Yeah. And, yeah.
And, yes, knows she deals with weird people. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well,
he does tell you, since you look for one of Drina's friends in particular, he says that Drina and her brood skipped town a while ago. Yeah. Joe's still minding the garage. Of course, it's closed down like everything else, but he's still there.
Now, I was looking for a place where I could rest up for a few nights. Just came over and was wondering where there's might be a place that's discreet.
He looks around a little bit, make sure no one's listening into you, and says, well, I got approached by an organization a while ago, and they do certain favors for me if I allow people to come in every once in a while. You remember the basement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I take people in every now and then, give them some food, some clothes. We manage passports for them. But,
I
got a little
signal of the Underground Railroad.
All right, do you have an aspect linking yourself in?
No, but I...
And you would not know anything, sorry.
Okay, that's no problem.
Yeah.
Was a founder. No, okay.
Not without an aspect.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
It's almost as if it's an Underground Railroad. Anyways,
But, yeah, we take people in now and then. If you're needing to place flop house for a while, I can manage something like that.
Yeah, I'll get back on to you with about that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually I have certain friends of mine who are arriving in town and who are less than, shall we say, legal.
Hmm. Well, I certainly wouldn't bring them in through the airports.
No, I'm not. I have arranged for transportation, but the problem is it's difficult to get to a place to stay, and they're fleeing an oppressive regime, and we're trying to move them.
So they're coming here?
Yes. Well, we're going. They're going to end up in South America, but you know, it's been
well. We got a pretty finely tuned network working now. We can make people in and out without too much trouble. Get them passports, new identities.
Excellent. Well,
and with that kind of blatant talking about it, he's no longer in it.
Yep. Well, it's interesting to see how loose there is. Okay. Well, I'll. Well, friend, I will chat with you later, and I will.
And he kind of grabs your hand before you leave, and he says, "You haven't been here in a while, so I'll give you a little bit of advice. Mm-hmm. Don't be on the streets after sundown."
All right. I won't be. I will. I'll then go ahead and head off and find Starling and chat with him and see.
Sure. Give me a context roll.
That is going to be a 4.
Okay, no problem. Sure. It tells you to come over to the garage. They've been using it as a base.
Okay. All right. I will try to... I'll arrange for a place through... that he knows of that my people can, you know, stay at. And well, no, actually, I won't do any of that. I'll just talk with him, see if he can... see if he knows of any places that take cash and don't ask too many questions.
There's actually a number of safe houses through Metapol now. They've got at least a fair number in each district. The populace are not very happy with things that are going on, and most of them are willing to take extra money on the side because otherwise it's just become very expensive to live here.
Yeah. Yeah, but how many of those won't mind taking money on the side from the secrets?
We have friends in town now.
Yeah. All right, well, if you say it's safe.
Well, safe as it gets.
Yeah, well, we got... You know, we have Beta, and if we can't risk him, I want to have a private, a separate guy arranged for him, and in case it looks like he's going to get captured, I want Beta to be taken out.
Yep, gives you the salute. Yeah. So, do you arrange for getting people in and out, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I arrange for that, and I, you know... make sure this is somebody reliable and someone who's not going to talk. I don't want him to get close to Beta and can't pull the trigger, you know.
Right. So you tell him you're planning to have everyone come in through the submarine?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he suggests a landing port of one of the old farmhouses that you guys have raided long ago. They've got a foothold now on one of them. They can get people into Metapol fairly easily from that.
Okay. Alright, and then I, you know Watson and Crick? Well, let's go ahead and, let's get everybody in, and then we'll talk.
Alright, so use your quantum radio to contact everyone.
And there's the robot.
Yep. Hello, robotic starling. How I've missed you.
All right. Okay, so you guys get a call on one of the quantum phones. Probably, either Hundegaard or Gaven.
Gaven.
Ring, ring.
Hello, hello.
I unmute my microphone and then...
Hello? Are you there? Did you get captured? Has everything turned into a mess? I haven't yet arranged for my special security for Beta.
Rasky invaded, and we're now all millions of us now.
Oh.
The pay good. Hail Rasky.
Is the pay good?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, good. You know, I'm going to have to kill you all, so don't take it personally. I always liked you.
That's a lie.
Yes, it is, but I have really high deceit.
Well, let's not have a deceit off. It wouldn't be pretty.
No, yeah. Given you have what you have, and I have what I have. Anyways,
Ed Bishop doesn't lie at all.
Yes. We have...
He just makes sure not to tell everyone.
Bad things going on, and I blah about Metapol. Do not blah about my special security for Beta. That's going to be kept on the QT. The DL.
I've never understood what QT stands for.
That's what I was wondering.
Anyway.
Quiet?
I don't know where it derives from. Anyway, who cares?
Yes. Alright, so this is what we're going to do. Let's meet up and do the whole shift scene and have you all there. Sounds good?
Why not?
Sounds great.
It's not like Starling would ever betray us.
Never.
No, it's not like he was in a mental institution, say 6 months ago, and just had his hand removed and is dating now one of the premier bad guys in the city. I make good decisions.
an excellent character judge there.
Yeah. I know.
He trusted Bishop.
I know.
So you guys are going to pile on the sub then? Are you bringing or doing anything special?
Well, yeah. From last session, I did make sure Eddie was Beta's personal bodyguard.
Wait, what?
Yep, he has assigned.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm mixing up Eddie's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, no, we're not trusting Eddie.
You have to program it so it acts like the actual Eddie.
I don't know what Eddie you guys are talking about.
Just think about it, that we'll have real Eddie, clone Eddie, and robot Eddie.
Clone Eddie? What clone Eddie?
The Eddie that we have is clone Eddie. Come on. Keep up with the times, man.
Screw it. Let's just move on. Okay. All aboard the submarine to Metapole. All aboard.
Yeah, and please.
Now, you have several Cheka agents on the island that are not going to fit in that sub. Is the idea that you're leaving them there?
No, yeah, the idea is this is base 2. Mm-hmm.
What happened to base 1?
Base 1 is Metapole. Or base 1 through 57 is Metapole. And this is going
and
to
how
be,
many of them do we have to strike off because the woman compromised?
56.
This one's safe because Starling's a good guy.
Eso would not betray you.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like he could be drugged so that he wouldn't even remember it.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, come on now. Be silly.
It's not like there's hypnosis potions out there or anything.
No. Mm-hmm. I have my little vial. Also, bring along a crap ton of
ammunition?
Of flashbangs and all the rest of that.
You told us they got guns now, didn't you? You told us they got in your blah. You told us they had guns now?
Yeah, they have guns. I mean, a lot of people are going to die here. And it might be us if we're not.
Got it. Got it. Full military kit. Got the flashbangs, got the grenades, got the regular, got the guns, got the ammo.
Yep. And bring
all my stuff. You guys, just sit on a crate and hold this crate while you're riding. And I make sure to sit on my chair made of ammo crates.
Yep.
We got pulse rifles, don't we? I can't remember if we do pulse rifles yet or not.
You basically have the potato masher grenades, and you've got some smoke grenades from the stash that the Tigers have on the island. Now they've not got enough to, you know, like kit out an entire army or anything, but they could send you back with some.
We are the army, so we need them.
Haven't Allard and Tesla invented pulse rifles yet?
Because they do large scale weaponry, not man portable.
Oh, can we ask them to make an artillery weapon that can hit Metapole from here, precision?
No.
I can make pulse rifles.
You want GPS guided missiles anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
You need to invent GPS and put satellites in orbit, but yeah, other than that.
Hey guys, do you think with enough force you could send something in orbit?
Someone gets a twinkle in their eye at that and goes off, starts scribbling on some paper.
Right. How do you think we get to the bases on the moon? Whoops, I didn't say that.
No, they...
Don't worry, they've already done that. That's what the bad guys have. That's where their secret base is, the moon.
Well, it is now.
Ward will...
feeding the GM idea.
Ward will pack a crate full of what he can give you. It's a... various amounts of smoke and
does he have any goggles for smoke? He is an advanced. This is an advanced island with a crazy guy who does weapon technology.
He doesn't have enough. He's got basically your normal gas mask, but he doesn't have many of those.
We make sure to take enough for the rest of us. But I was wondering if he had, if he had something that would cut through the gas. But no. He doesn't have Drina's goggles.
No.
Okay, we take a lot of military grade weaponry.
You might also want to take
armor. No, you don't. That's the point. They don't have a lot to spare. He gives you one wooden box.
We take enough for the PCs.
Well, you take as much as you can grab, and then also make sure to take you know, we're going into combat. We're going into harm's way. So anyone
who wants
armor, I want to grab armor.
I'm going to grab heavy suit of armor that was left over.
One of the big flak jackets.
Yeah, the negative two, but three armor ones. I don't need to be athletic.
And I'm taking the one I kept.
Unfortunately, I believe I do need to be athletic.
I don't mind being negative.
I'm going to stand over here while you guys run in.
I can be a zero athletics. I don't need to dodge bullets. I just need to outshoot them.
I'm just going to grab a little protection. It doesn't have to be fantastic. But sure. These guys look like they're arming for bear.
Yeah, they do. They're taking crates of ammunition, packing grenades. Looks like they're going to war.
Taking robots.
No robots.
Do we have armor one robot. That's armor one, but with no penalty to...
Yeah, yeah. Armor one is basically a thick, like a trench coat with a leather trench coat. May have some reinforced sides on it. That's armor one.
So. Yeah, that looks so cool for Gavin to wear. You're saying it looks worse.
Yes. You can have a pea coat.
Marlo had a rather cunning set of armor that was... that is bullet-plated, but is concealable underneath his regular clothes.
I'm sorry, you did just say bullet-plated?
I'm sorry, Kevlar.
I'm just imagining the trench coat with all these weapons. I just imagine someone having the trench coat and opening it up and going, "Welcome, what are you buying?"
You see,
I'll get a suit made out of it just because it really doesn't wrinkle well. So we don't wear it. Otherwise, it's armor one wrinkling.
No penalty. Our armor one is just reinforced or thick cloth is what armor one is.
Yeah. So. I'll get a suit made out of it so I can wear that.
If it's got no penalty to it, I'll grab one of the jackets.
Yep. Get like a leather bomber's jacket, and Marshall's got a suit that makes him look a little on the hefty side. Good disguise. Alright.
I'm not going through the airport. Who needs a disguise?
Alright, so you guys load everything up on the sub. Basically, the PCs, you're taking Beta and your new Eddie robot.
Well, can we call him Eddie 2.0?
And also.
What happened to the butler? Did he die or something?
And the butler.
Yeah, I was about to say the butler. Because I've been picking him up.
Nick, you're starting to sound funny.
Oh, it's
you're breaking up, Nick. And it's not hard for you to do.
Alright, so everyone loads up on the sub. And heading out towards Metapol. You guys surface at the old farmstead that had the big radio dish on it.
Okay, and, I figured that would have been a known Cheka hideout, but okay.
I didn't think that was next to the ocean. It had a river running by, but I don't
it does.
Know.
Yeah, it actually has a river that goes out to the ocean.
Right. Apparently, it's a deep river.
Yep, deep enough for this. So, Starling actually meets you there. Actually, did you want to meet them there as well, Nick?
Yeah, I'll be there with Starling.
All right. And Starling's given you a list of different places around Metapol that you can use. Most of them he's just given you keys to, that there's no one there. You know, they're just empty tenements that they've set up rooms in that have tapped into electrical and that sort of thing, water. A lot of people have left Metapol recently.
So I'm going to grab, of the grenades, I'm going to grab... what were they? The explosive ones?
Flashbangs.
There are no flashbangs. There's only smoke
and
frag. There's smoke,
and then there are, smoke and fragmentary.
He stole all my flash... I shake my fist at Harker.
Are we going after deer right now, or are we going to go do something else?
Well, I meant to ask this a little while ago, but did we ever find out about the gorillas we had dissected?
No, you guys haven't been back in communication since you went on the run.
Yeah, Watte and Crick, what are their defenses?
They're in the guild house.
Wait, they were on a side annex.
But it's still on the guild's, basically the yes. campus. Still on the campus. Yeah,
okay. Okay, so it's on a guild campus. Do we, what's their type of defenses?
Very. Yeah, this is something you guys tested before you left.
That complex type of complex.
Oh, I mean,
no one knows how Bishop got into contact with them afterward, but apparently he knew someone.
Yeah, so yes. Let's. Well, hell, I would like to have that information, but it's
anyway. While you're here, Bob is telling you that we gotta get moving. This is a fairly secure place, but they have been having flyovers occasionally, and we don't want to be caught out in the open. He has got a gas burning, our gasoline vehicle set up. It's an old beater truck. It looks like one of them that haul, fruits and vegetables into Metapole. It's got the guild stamp on the side, and he hands coveralls and straw hats to everybody. A little pot of mud to smudge yourself with to make you look like farmers.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. We're bringing in the harvest, guys.
Nice. All right. Well, let's. Yeah, we're going after. Well, yeah. While we're on the road, let's talk. What are we? Are we going to go after Dare? Like, well, I heard two votes for going through the guild entrance for the investigators. The
one thing that I thought about, if we go after Dare,
yeah.
What do we do when we if we win?
If we win and we all right, here's the this best case is scenario.
A rather big police state at the moment, so what happens right. when there's suddenly a power vacuum?
Well, best case scenario is that Good Dare is still alive, and we say that Bad Dare, Dare is now on sick leave for a little bit. Get him up to speed, have him take command, and fix this. A win for us is, a lose really for everybody, but we still don't. The guild still might stay intact is we have to kill Bad Dare and Good Dare is unsalvageable. And then we kill Bad Dare and we try to hook up with the English. I mean,
that's a Pyrrhic victory if we lose real Dare, sir.
Yeah. I mean, we want to save real Dare because this is not a scenario in which, there's going to be chaos in the guild for a good while if we kill the next leader, and it's, who knows who takes command. I mean, it's going to be bad, so we have bigger.
And there's nothing to stop the next leader also being a plan by a rescue.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we, this is so that if we can save Good Dare, we subvert his system and use it against him. If we can't, we lost. It's game over for here, and we wash our hands.
While you guys are in the truck and discussing this as you're driving into Metapole, mm-hmm. Hundegaard, you notice that you sat on a newspaper when you got in.
Yeah, I'll peruse it while he's doing his monologue once more.
It's one that you haven't seen before. The title of it says, "I hate it here." It seems to be, it's done on very poor paper. It seems to be an underground newspaper.
What's it say about Bishop?
nothing about Bishop, but one of the articles in there is talking about the number of riots that have been going on recently, but it's putting it in a different light. This newspaper actually is kind of coercing and telling people where the best places to riot would be to cause the most trouble. There's actually an article in there as well about the murder and death of a woman, her 8-year-old child. It's noted this is the fourth one in the last week. The police have been blaming it on the riots, but these people have been shot in the head, executed, the children as well. And the article brings up some questions as to what are the police hiding, what are the guilds hiding.
Does it...
I have a question. Any news about our old police contact?
Blair, she's in District 8. She's a patrol woman now.
She's a beat cop now.
Yeah, she got busted down. I have it on my list of things to do to see her and to see if we can...
Yeah,
you and me really don't want to start a rebellion here. That's the problem. I mean, it's already under... We are...
yeah, by what this newspaper is saying, it's well underway.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... Once we get into that business, it's off with your head kind of time. I mean, it's...
Yeah, because we... Maybe we can use the rebellion and use it that it's a rebellion against the guilds and not the crown. And maybe we can try and steer them that way, sir.
Right.
Because we don't want to weaken the English.
That's a win for Rathke. We have to steer it that way. That's a win for Rathke.
That is. That is.
We're trying to get Rathke to lose. And.
Sir, at this point, it may not be possible unless we. Unless some great speaker was here who was a man of the people.
What?
Shut up, you.
Look, at this point, I'm not sure how we can save the guilds.
We can,
inserting True Dare will not do it. What we need to do is
discredit.
Because then people will just see that Dare is in this and that we have a very, very bad system behind the guild. We would need to discard. We'd need to discredit Dare in general. They'd name Dare all his actions as actions which were not part of the guild. And even then, the guild's reputation will have dive-bombed to the point that it is almost unsalvageable.
No! How about we... Okay, look, the guild is not a public... I mean, they are not here for the public consumption. This is not a democracy. We are not... I don't... Who cares if the guild has zero approval rating? The bottom line is the guild keeps the world from devolving into war. That's the important thing about the guild, not whether
in which case, I mean, just kill them in general, and that would be your solution to it.
No, it would not be my solution, because if we can get good Dare in there, there's a chance that the fractures in the guild can be salvaged, and then over time, perhaps, you know, this public opinion crap can be fixed. But I don't really care. I care about the guilds being kept from fracturing internally. I don't care about this public, you know. I mean, the public is nice, and I hope for the best for them, but seriously? Saving millions and millions of people in a world war takes precedence. I don't care if Dare has the worst approval rating in history. But if he can keep another world war from starting, good for him.
Then let us...
Yeah, well, you guys are arguing as your truck is slowing down, going through a checkpoint. It seems that all the right paperwork is being presented.
Along with this company, Brian.
And he tells you that they do have to stop at the local market or they're going to draw suspicion. So that's where he's going next. And you stop by several of these checkpoints going into Metapole. They stop every car. People need paperwork to come in and out. They're making sure that any produce coming in is got the guild stamp and approval. Your guy's got all the proper paperwork. A few times you are asked to get out of the car and the car is searched. And you guys have a robot with you.
We take Tesla?
Yeah, Tesla's right here.
Everybody's there. Although the guards don't seem to really recognize anyone, they assume the robot is a farm contraption.
Yes.
Elizabeth might know. Is there still robot fighting going on?
Oh yeah, the boxing matches are going on quite a bit because you know gotta keep the populace controlled. You gotta give them entertainment.
Breeding circuses, circuses.
So that is true. They could figure this is just one of the boxing robots. But anyway, you guys do arrive at the grocery. It's a kind of an open air market, and there appears to be a riot in progress. There's a bunch of near, it looks like near starved people that are stealing food and the police are in. They're in full riot gear. They've got shields and, you know, the big, they're not the plastic like we've got today, but they've got shields to kind of push the crowd along. They've got a fire truck out that they're using the water hoses on to try and stem the crowd as well.
Can I get any really good pictures of police brutality going on here?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of it, sure.
How were those people executed off in a side alley there?
I'm sorry? Say that again?
Von Hundegard.
Oh, yeah, just check the paper again. Does it say how they were?
No, they were just found on the streets.
I look for men with... I look for professional executioners.
All right. Everybody just give me a general... Give me your alertness rolls. This will be for the scene.
Of course. Two. I'm not very alert today.
Double take I can throw in to get my alertness high.
Wrong dice.
Actually, Bert, you know what? Wars never end. I have a 4.
I have a 5.
All right.
Has someone else taken gold then?
I took gold.
Okay, if you've got gold, then I'll have to grab it. Yeah.
I will spend a chip on bringing justice to the 5. Unjust, because that's who I'm looking for here.
Mm-hmm. And what does that come to?
That'll come to an 7.
I do not know whose role that was. Anyway, I'll just take that. No one seems to use the violet, so.
I've got 5.
You can make your own colors up as well, remember?
Yes.
What did you get there for Undergard?
4. I somehow think. Yeah.
Okay. So nobody got less than a 4, it sounds like. You're all doing pretty well. Elizabeth, you're getting some great pictures. And yeah, no one's being shot, but the police are going at people with truncheons and the water cannons. And it doesn't look like they're trying an awful lot to not hurt people. I mean, you're seeing bone crunch. People are being just bludgeoned to death. But no one's being shot. Although they are armed. All the police do have sidearms. They're just not using them.
Are they actual sidearms? Or
yeah,
electric?
They're guns.
Are they actually police or are they guild?
Well, they all have the guild thing, like the guild symbol on the left shoulder, but the uniforms all look like Metapol police.
That doesn't make sense. They're independent.
They were.
Yeah, things change.
I got what you say. There aren't a lot of like open rooftops around here. This is kind of an open air farmer's market. So there's not like any great positions for like a sniper to set up. So you're looking around, but you're not seeing anything like that. Elizabeth's taking pictures. The rest of you are kind of just observing the crowd, I guess. It's coming your way. The press of people that are rioting are running towards your truck and being followed by the police.
What's the situation, Starling? What do you want us to do?
We need to wait this out. We don't want to. And as he says that, you've got a horde of citizens running towards the truck, people yelling, "Look, they've got food!"
Holy crap.
Either we get out of here or we blend in with the crowd.
Here's a good speaker.
I run off to an alley.
Run!
I am not going to do that. I'm going to try to intimidate the crowd into backing down.
Really?
Okay.
Actually, I have got some speaking skills here I could try.
You two can try and support each other.
Go right ahead.
I have presence. I guess that's the best one to use.
Yes, presence definitely for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Come on. I hardly ever use you. Oh, that's good. That is very good. That's a 6.
Okay.
And we're dealing with the crowd here. Let's see, what was my specialization for presence? No, that one won't work. That one won't work at all. My specialization will probably cause the rioters to draw out weapons and kill us on sight.
Okay, then don't use the specialization and just tell us what you're doing.
I'll throw in a chip here. It's a riot. We don't want to get swept up in it. So I'm going to activate... I think I think kind and careful kind of works. You know, try and empathize
with
them.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Now, what are you telling them in particular? What are you saying to them? That's what the important part here is. You got the role, no problem, but what are you saying to them?
I'm going to try and basically say, look, we don't have anything either, really. We are here to sell other things. Oh, God, I'm trying to think what other various things you get off the farm.
We've got dirt. We got boxes of dirt.
We have our robot. We're bringing in our robot fighter.
Yeah, we're here from mechanical things. Look, we don't want any trouble. Come on, work with us here. We've got.
Tell them the authorities took the food and ran that away.
Nice.
They will believe it.
Yeah, actually, as starved as the crowd is, and they're already frightened because the police are coming in behind them. They actually do take pause when you're trying to tell them that, you know, you don't have any food. And so they pause, long enough, that the police that were chasing them actually, kind of come up and, surround your vehicle. And there's 10 citizens here as well. And, there's a squad of police. There's 8 of them, and they basically just start wailing. On the, you know, just beating the citizens down. There is one very massive guy in with them. He stands, a head taller than the rest of them. He's at least a good 6.5 feet tall, really broad. He's got this giant shield, and instead of like a truncheon, he's got like this big, it looks like a seaman's wrench. You know, it's a wooden haft, this big metal top. I mean, you know, it essentially would function like a mace. And, he's got like a blast shield down over his helmet so you can't see his face. And,
You want to give him to Subo.
He walks in. He starts yelling commands at the rest of the troops to get them in line. They stop, you know, just beating the crowd. Instead, they start just pushing them off with the shields. And at this time, they kind of got your car surrounded, though. And they're kind of looking to what to do with you, and the big cop just shakes his head and says, "I'll take care of this lot. You chase these malcontents away." And so the rest of the police kind of stream around your car, pushing the citizens away. And the big guy watches you for a moment, waits till the other police are out of the way, looks dead at you, Marlo, and says, "How you doing?"
I know.
How you doing, Eddie? Good to see you.
Raises his blast shield, says, "I'm a cop."
How's copping?
Kill him!
Not good. We got to get you moving, boss. They're looking for you guys.
They know we're in town.
No, but they got pictures of you all over the place, and there's a hefty reward out for you too. Yeah. Watch who you trust. He slaps down the face shield on his helmet and starts kind of clearing a path for your truck.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite truck. Okay. Well, let's go. Anyone know where Gavin went?
No.
Yeah. But, all right, Gavin. Gavin ran down a.
one question, Bert. How do they have pictures of Marlo? He never was in a picture.
Ah, some people have pictures of Marlo. Anyway, so you ran down, Gavin, you ran down an alleyway. You don't get too far down it before you find a body laying in the middle of the alley.
Angry face.
Right. Like a good alertness. So what can I tell anything immediately?
Yep. You don't even have to touch it to see that, bullet shot to the head. It's actually, the body's been here for a while, like longer than what looks like this riot's been going on. Mm. May have been even a full day. You've got medical training, so yeah, the body's been here at least a full day.
Any identification?
So you want to search the body?
Yeah, unless there's someone bearing down on me, maybe the baby's here.
No, the crowd is kind of streaming, down the street and hasn't come up this alley. Which is good because it's a dead end alley.
Oh, there are ways and means.
Yes, there are. yeah, it's a woman, dressed in kind of a secretarial fashion. Like it's a business cut, skirt and blouse, that sort of thing. But, purse is missing. and no identification on the body. So other than how she's dressed, you not a lot of other information to go on. It looks like one shot, clean shot from the back of the head, exited to the front. Wedding ring.
Someone's going to be paying for this. Stand here for a moment, getting angry.
Oh, God, I think I know who they are.
I hear a sudden voice from somewhere.
The mechanics families. I've been
Asking
that a couple times.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, does it look like anyone that's being described?
Pictures
and stuff. And I have a good memory. But.
Yeah, well, that's true. You have really good memory. Sure. Yeah. It matches the description at least of one of the wives that you're looking for. She does, as I said, she does have a wedding ring on.
Hmm. Oh, see, which way do I play this? Okay, I'm not going to, but it's tempting to come out carrying the body, weeping, and sitting off a bigger right. I'll go out and try and discreetly attract the attention of Marlo or someone.
Okay. By the time you come out, the people have streamed around the car. Scene with Eddie is played out. So you guys, when you say what happened to Gavin, you see his face, poke out of the alley.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
You're making a come here gesture.
All right, I'll run over to him.
Once he's over here, the point to boy, this is so-and-so.
I take the wedding ring.
Ah, it has an inscription on the inside.
Yeah.
And, it is the wife of one of the engineers.
Yeah, we gotta go. We don't have time. We'll find them. We'll bring them to justice. That's all we can do. My particular brand of justice. I look very bleak.
And as you get the truck started again, Eddie's kind of cleared the way and he's waving his massive club around, to direct traffic so that you can get moving. And he, drops a piece of paper into the car as, he kind of slaps the hood to get you moving.
I'll look at it.
It's got an address on it.
I ask Darling if he knows what this is. This address is.
He takes a look at it and says, I believe Miss Blair's got some kind of vigilante thing set up. This might be the building she's working out of. It's right district. I know the building.
You're gonna get involved.
Do we ever not get involved?
Yes.
Yes, and it turns out badly if we don't.
Okay, who's been the chip to call the vigilantes into existence?
Yeah, this is gonna end in blood. Preferably not mine. Or
I guess there will be blood.
Yes, it's. In reality, this is going to end in tears. So, let's...
Blood and tears make very good copy.
I appreciate your humanity. Let's head out and...
All right.
We'll... Starling takes you down a few blocks, and he parks the car, wipes off the driver's the steering wheel, and says, okay, we're going to ditch it here. Take off the coveralls. Yep. He's got another change of clothes for everybody.
Yep.
And he's like, well, you know how to contact me.
You know how to contact me. Keep out the look for a couple of hitters there from the Ace in the Hole organization. I give them descriptions of the families of the people that we, kind of looking to save, mechanics. And, save as many as you can. Try to get them into the Underground Railroad. We are try to get them to Savage Island is where we're looking to get them. If you find the hitters, you can move in, take them out. If you need help, give me a call, and I'll.
All right,
Starling. Before you, Starling, sir.
Yes.
I remember that at least I've heard from a couple of my buddies that you were still watching Dare. Any news on that, sir?
Not much. He spends most of his time at the guild house. He's very rarely at the mansion anymore. Wife still hasn't come back. He pulls out a notebook and just rambles off some things. Normal deliveries are still going on. Same food deliveries. Hasn't had any parties since the last thing that you guys were called in to look at. And that's about it. Huh? Man spends most of his time at work these days.
Monkey entrance for us. Wow, that was...
Well, you've been keeping an eye on the monkeys too, right?
Anyway, he says, he looks over your list of people and says, well, this will take some digging to try and find out where these people live, but we'll look into it.
And the monkeys?
What about the monkeys?
You've been watching them, any news, sir?
They're really hard to follow. It's kind of, they come out at night now. Some of Dare's most, and the guild's most outspoken opponents, especially those that have any influence, have been disappearing. We suspect it's the apes doing it, but there's kind of a, well, the populace has caught sight of these things at night. It's got them spooked pretty well. Most people don't go outside after nightfall anymore. But that basically gives the run of the city to these things.
This is and this is our fault. Excellent. All right. Yeah, well,
we could have taken the apes out, but it just depends on how much you want to play that hand.
Well, we will.
We will rock you.
A lot. Well, let's go. Unless y'all have something y'all want to do, let's run, see the vigilantes, and then.
He dropped you off close to one of the safe houses, which he has given you a key to, by the way.
Yeah. Let's store our stuff, and then we'll go see the vigilantes, and then it's assault on the monkeys. Or try to sneak in and get inside for the monkeys.
Your safe house is top floor of one of the tenements that it's empty. Power's been cut to everything except for the power and water's been cut to everything except for the floor that they've set up. Mm-hmm. So they've got kind of like a pirate antenna out to catch the electricity, and they've directed water to the building. You've also got the only fire exit and a roof hatch, so you've got some escape ways as well. There's a good gap between you and the next building, but it's leapable, so you've got a few ways to get out of the building if you had to. There's changes of clothes. There's several canned and stored food. Refrigerator is filled with beer.
Yeah. Excellent. I take one and slam.
First aid kit, too. There's some medical kits in here as well.
Oh, we're going to need those. Oh.
Too many FPSs. That's the base.
Oh, wait. Actually, with all this weapons cache and health and ammo, there must be a boss nearby.
Probably.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to fight the monkeys.
Good thing I'm not, the best rifleman ever.
Yeah, I know. That's truly tragic. All right, let's go see the vigilantes and see what the hell's going on there.
So you're going to go to the address that was dropped off? Is that the idea?
Unless anyone else has an objection to that.
Shouldn't we set things in motion for, wouldn't it be good if we could get a line of communication to Watson Crick, just so we know about the full capabilities?
Ow.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Who wants to get a line of communication to Watson and Crick? I asked how, and you need to raise your volume, you're quiet.
Yeah, sorry, I have to lean in real close. But, I'd hope that we had some sort of form of contact or method of getting information in or out of guild house.
Best we've got is the kids, probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
If not, then I would suggest that before we take any major action that we get ourselves a specimen to examine. Perfectly dead.
I mean, we had our chance for that, and if it's...
We handed over the material to Walton and Crick, and they've had time to deliver it, if they are still able to tell us. But if not, I am sure there is someone else who can at least give it a casual look over. For all we know, upon these things' death, they send off this huge signal alarm, which will bring an entire army down on us. So,
be
good to have.
Whatever we do, as soon as we do it, and there are lots of different options, but whatever we do, we're going to suddenly be noticeable.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether we kill them or just blanket the signal and disorient them or whatever. As soon as we do something, bam.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between being discovered once you're inside a building and being discovered once you're trying to break in. If you're being discovered and you're broken in, then they can normally repel you.
Yeah, I mean, if you have an idea to how to get in touch with them, people who are obsessed with their work and live on campus and, I mean, are in the middle of the high, you know, most secure place. I mean, we don't have licenses anymore and we have no real reason to be there.
I know, but if we, and if we could not get in contact with them, my other suggestion is that we wait at least a night and see if we can't get ourselves a monkey. They said they rode the streets at night, and they may be put down to simply rebel activity.
Oh, they are walking tanks. You take down a walking tank? I mean, you saw the rebels. They're not going to take down a walking tank.
There is always the chance that eventually...
Yes, there's a chance, but we take down a tank... They're going to be alerted. I say it's best if we move in at night while they're out and about doing stuff, and there's as few as people down below, and we'll
probably need to spend a night observing them, though, so we know their patterns.
Can I make a suggestion here?
Please feel free to.
How much of a tank are these monkeys? I mean, what would happen if we just managed to watch one, get it isolated, and run it down with a car?
We have brought them down in hand-to-hand combat before now.
They are literally a tank.
We have killed them.
Yes, and it was extraordinarily difficult, and it was a close-run thing.
But that was just you and I taking on separate opponents.
No, it was two of you on one of them, and me. Y'all left me versus one. And
hey, your best score yet was when you blew up a house and took out six of them.
Yeah, but that was, if you remember, the house got blown up and there was still one crawling away with documents before a secondary explosion. They are literally a tank. I mean, so your car is going to crumple and he's barely going to notice.
Well, it was just a thought.
Yeah, no, it's a good
thing. You are over-exaggerating again, Marla. Again, we have taken them out. Few numbers. Now we have higher numbers than we had. Talking about organized.
I think Marlo was remembering his broken ribs and dislocated shoulder. Yes.
And the fact that I spent every single point I had of refresh and I barely took it down.
Either way, we are going to have to take these things on when we get into the facility. It would mean I would feel much more comfortable if we knew what they are currently capable of, any more upgrades that they have undergone.
We can watch them, but man.
Sir, weren't we working on a potential ability to cause a feedback loop before we were leaving, sir? I heard something about that from one of the tech group.
That was set up at the time. I don't know if it was still.
Yeah, we would have to break in, have a powerful radio break
we
in.
Had it set up, whether it's still there or not, I don't know. And whether or not it was still on the same frequency, we need to do at least a night's of observation just to make sure of even that much.
Yeah, we could. That's an excellent way to go, Nicholas. I pat him on the back.
Thank you, sir.
I really would like you down below. I mean, unless you want to stay up top and arrange for this to happen, Gavin.
What are you talking about?
It needed to have a powerful radio, right?
Like, yeah.
an antenna, so we have to set this up if we want that to go down and crap.
Don't need to do it right this minute. So this first we just need to observe them for a night and see what's going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, what time is it?
Middle of the afternoon.
Let's go see the vigilantes, see what's up with them, and then spend the night observing, and then see what we can do.
If you do not mind, I would like to take the opportunity to get in contact with the railroad. I have a couple of small things to arrange.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Arrange the meeting.
So I'll do that off to the side.
To the vigilantes we go.
Dun, right. Dun, dun, dun.
So is Hundergard going his separate way? Is that what I'm hearing, or what?
Yes, to try and have more time to arrange this before we have to get out of Metapol again, probably now with the entirety of the guild chasing us.
Mm-hmm. Woot.
Okay. So who is going to meet with Miss Blair?
I will.
Mm-hmm.
I will. This sounds like a good story.
All right. Gavin?
Yes.
Okay. And Ozzy? Austin?
Probably be better to unmute my mic, but... why not? Yeah. The only other thing I can think about is protecting Tesla.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing with Tesla? You going to leave him with the robot?
I did. Oh, yeah. He never gave me the guard. And the butler's still here, right?
Yeah, the butler's still here.
All right. I hand the butler my quantum radio. If things go down wrong, call.
Someone's got some heavy breathing going on there. All right, so it looks like Hundergard's going off on his own, and everyone else is going to go check out with Blair. Split the party. All right, so you're going to go check out the location that was given to you. It's in District 8. It's in not as run down as you've seen so far, but once again, all the private establishments have been closed down. There's a diner. Yes.
Are you sure it's not? It's not going to be in a library that has a lower section, you know, where a man may or may not have lost the library and had a replacement leg.
No. It's actually the address is to a diner. That is apparently still open, still doing business. It has a placard on the front door saying that it is guild sanctioned.
I will...
It's got glass front, so you can see inside. There doesn't appear to be any officers in there, just people. Yeah. You know, I guess the people that can afford it are in there eating.
Yes, before we had left, I would like to disguise everybody. That everybody is at least a little bit off. So that way people do not recognize us and all the rest of
that. Except Australian, I look Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah.
I stand Canadian. Give me a roll on your forehead.
Give me a roll for this. Yours for yourself, or it will hold what you rolled before. But everybody else, let's see.
Wow, I'm good.
What's your total?
Oh gosh, four negative.
Oh god. Oh god.
So I will spend a chip on it. Could all be lies. That roll was a lie, a dirty, dirty lie. And roll significantly better. That will give me a 7, 9 disguise.
All right, I'm better disguised than you are.
There's enough different varied clothes around that you can work with it. Yeah, everybody looks not like themselves. You do very well.
Fabulous. I'm a hard-boiled detective and not a fashion model. But yeah, I still want any mini money mo. Well, yes. Okay, excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you've got this diner that's opened. Like I said, you can see into it as they've got the glass walls. so you pretty much see the whole establishment except for, you know, some of the internal rooms. But there's maybe seven customers there having a bite to eat. Couple of waitresses, the cooking station is kind of open so that you can see back there, and there's one cook.
Yeah, I will, I'll say to one of the waitresses, my friend Eddie recommended this place to me. He said that a Miss Blair might be here.
Ah, sure. They got the back room. Oh. Got it reserved most nights. Go on back.
Thank you, miss.
Yeah, she was he's smacking bubblegum as she's talking to you. Yeah, the back room is basically like, you know, a lot of restaurants will have like the club room or a room that you can rent out for your functions and stuff. They've got one back here. It's not got the glass walls, so it's kind of sealed off, and you go back. There's two people sitting there having some coffee, and they kind of look up at you as you walk in. You guys recognize them as being two of the officers, the younger officers that has worked with Blair a few times. Let's see, does anybody have photographic memory or anything fun like that?
Marshall.
Ah, Gavin. Yes. Gavin, you know both of the officers by name. It's Edwin and Carl. They've been at a few of the crime scenes that you guys have investigated before. They're not dressed up as police right now, though.
Miss Marshall, if you could take the lead on this.
I may not be the best person to take the lead because the core quality is just veering all over the place. I can barely understand at times.
Oh. And you're new. I wish Bishop was here. I have the Aussie Von Hundegaard. I shake my fist at Von Hundegaard for
that. Got a reporter with you?
I know, but I don't want her to take. Blair doesn't know the reporter. Mm. Or.
While you're standing there for a moment deciding who should talk,
I'll be saying hello, Mr. The last names, which if you said, I can't remember or hear. sure you know who at least some of us are?
They raise their coffee cups up to you and say, well, let's see, you guys are all in disguise.
I don't know how good they are. And,
they say, don't recall, but we see all kinds of people. Come on in. Have a seat. Want some coffee? Yeah.
I just imagine that someone takes off the glasses that have the extra nose and mustache.
Everybody's alertness rolls. I'm going to keep them above. We're above a four. So when you call them by name, they both kind of just subtly adjusted their chairs in such a way where they could reach their hips if they needed to. You assume they're both armed. Everybody would notice this.
I trust she's been getting to still being able to get decent coffee.
It's the best.
I called her that coffee machine.
Yes. Well, and Chef D's usually gave a pretty good cup as well.
Ah, yeah, shame about Chef D's. One of them shakes his head.
What happened?
Well, you know that whole scare about the bad meat?
Bad meat?
Yeah, they found something that, wasn't beef in there, and they shut him down. I hear he's got a food cart still about that he sneaks into neighborhoods every now and then. Got a few people who really love his burgers. They grow on you. Kind of really just want them after a while. Those luscious, meaty. Shame about D.
Shame about the horrible nightmares you get after eating the burger. So,
you get used to those. The partner looks at him. He's like, yeah. Have a seat.
I marked him out on my kill list.
So, what do you remember us from? And he pours everybody coffee. You're all noticing they're still leaving their, you know, the right arms and right hands free. So,
it's a little tense. I'm just gonna make a bold step and completely ruin everything by just passing over my guild license. Suddenly, who needs it?
They look at it calmly, and they flip it back over and slide it over to you and said, yeah.
It disappears into a pocket.
Yeah. I run out the back of the office.
Be careful who you flash that to.
Yeah.
They sip their coffee. They seem more relaxed after you showed it to them, actually.
Does it have his name on it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Yeah, the coffee is very good, actually. When you saw the prices walking back here, you would hope that it would be very good.
But there's inflation right now, so you couldn't tell by the price.
There's some of us back in town and eager to catch up with old friends.
Blair's out on the beat right now. She's one of the few that kept her job after the takeover.
Not our fault.
What can we do for you?
Can you stop becoming a robot and take a break?
Yeah, let's take five.
All right, let's take five.
Can I take 10? That'll be a better roll.
Music for this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. The campaign notes and more information for Of Steam, Steel, and Murder can be found on Obsidian Portal by doing a simple search of our title. We can be contacted at the email address steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. We have public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. And of course, if you would like to leave us a review, we can be found on iTunes.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.